Thank you so much for coming despite your busy schedule today. First of all, let me give you a summary of our results. You can see a description of our environment right here. It is our understanding that our B2B business is on a recovery track to a certain extent. In the fiscal year ended in March 2010, our sales and operating income both declined year on year. A net loss was recorded for the second consecutive year due to factors including corporate income taxes and extraordinary losses associated with restructuring and the reduction in deferred tax assets. Our sales and income both exceeded our forecast, which was previously announced. Our top-line revenues were down compared to the previous year across all segments due to factors such as deteriorating business confidence and forex impact. Except for musical instruments, our income rose year-on-year across all segments driven by cost reduction initiatives and others. Excluding the forex impact of 18.8 billion yen, our net sales declined 5.6% year-over-year. Our inventory assets at the year-end were virtually 10.8 billion yen lower than the balance at the previous fiscal year-end. Our figures are indicated as follows. Net sales were 414.8 billion yen. Operating income was 6.8 billion yen. Ordinary income was 4.9 billion yen. Net loss was 4.9 billion yen. Here's a chart indicating our full-year net sales and operating income by segment. As you can see here, there was a negative forex impact of 18.8 billion yen on our net sales, which declined year-on-year across all segments. Similarly, despite the negative forex impact of 12.7 billion yen, our operating income was 6.8 billion yen. There was a significant decline in income, especially in the musical instruments. Let me give you a breakdown of 7 billion yen income reduction compared to the previous year. As I mentioned earlier, there was a negative forex impact of 12.7 billion yen. There was an increase of retirement benefit obligations. Positive factors are indicated in green. Newly consolidated subsidiaries and reduction in SG&A cost in addition to material cost reduction and partial price increases in some of our products were contributing factors. The business restructuring we initiated since the previous year had an effect of 4.8 billion yen. However, our operating income was down by 7 billion yen owing to factors including reduced sales and production of minus 20 billion yen. The bottom chart describes the comparison against the previous forecast. Let me give you more details by each segment. The first one is musical instruments on a full year basis. Sales and income declined year on year despite the effects of price increases and 3.3 billion yen sales contribution from newly consolidated subsidiaries. Our top line sales decreased by 5.1% or 15.5 billion yen year-on-year, excluding the forex impact. In the three major matured markets, such as North America, Europe, and Japan, we could not grow our businesses, and our sales declined by 6% in North America, down 12% in Europe, and fell 5% in Japan year-on-year. However, in emerging markets such as China, the growth trend continued. By product segment, sales of wind instruments and professional audio equipment decreased 9% year-on-year. Although piano sales continued to show double-digit growth in China, they fell sharply in developed markets such as Europe and Japan. The U.S. market seems to show slight signs of recovery. Acoustic guitars gained a larger market share, partly due to the launch of new products. We recorded 19.2 billion yen operating income in the previous year, but it fell sharply to 5.1 billion yen due to sales reduction, forex losses, interest losses caused by retirement benefit obligations, despite our cost reduction effects. Our inventory level at the year end has almost come down to an appropriate level as we were forced to reduce our production level. Here's a chart that describes the breakdown of musical instrument business by quarter and region. You see the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter from the bottom, and the total figures are indicated at the top. Numbers in parentheses describe actual quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year comparisons, net of forex impact. On a full-year basis, sales in Japan fell by 5%, down 6% in North America and minus 12% in Europe. In other words, our revenues decreased across all three major markets. On the other hand, it grew by 10% in China and 3% in other markets. There was an extraordinary demand at the year-end, which resulted in 7% growth in Japan during the fourth quarter. Specifically, one of our subsidiaries of commercial audio equipment called Yamaha Sound Systems generated sales of 1.7 billion yen out of 3.4 billion yen. So this is somewhat misleading. It does not mean that the market became bullish all of a sudden from the fourth quarter. To describe further about the Japanese market, customers continue to favor low-price products. Sales of mid-range and high-end large keyboard instruments were slow. Although new silent models help to keep upright piano sales robust, grand pianos are struggling due to sluggish demand and partly caused by a rebound from sales growth in the previous year due to price increases. Electone sales continue to suffer. Low-priced digital pianos maintained strong sales, although mid-range and high-end models struggled. Wind instruments finally seem to show a sign of bottoming out in the second half, as reflected in some of our figures. In North America, recovery in the second half spurred a year-on-year increase in sales of keyboard instruments, including pianos, digital pianos, and portable keyboards. However, the demand shifted from high-end models to low-priced products. Furthermore, depressed spending in the educational sector held down sales of wind instruments and percussion instruments. A lack of investment appetite in the commercial audio market pushed down sales of professional audio equipment, which resulted in a year-on-year decline in overall sales. In Europe, new products such as Clavinova CBP model did well in the year-end sales, and sales in the key German market came close to those of the previous year. On a full-year basis, however, markets shifted toward lower prices as a result of expanded sales of moderately priced models. In addition, the economic crisis had a severe impact in Eastern and Southern Europe. As a result, sales in Europe as a whole declined year-on-year. Pianos and portable keyboards did well in China. Especially, piano sales continued to show double-digit growth, which drove our top-line revenues, resulting in an overall double-digit growth in China, even on a full-year basis last year again. Hong Kong market is yet to recover, although Yamaha's business grew year-on-year. One of our challenges in China was to improve our distribution network. We aim to further expand our sales through building sales channels beyond major cities and enhancing our product lineup. In other regions, pianos, commercial audio equipment, and portable keyboards struggled, but guitar, digital piano sales grew. In Asia, Korea and Taiwan lagged, while Southeast Asia showed strong results. In Latin America, Brazil and Mexico recovered, although the other countries struggled on the whole. Sales in Australia were strong due to favorable market conditions. Although sales grew in India and Russia, they did not reach original targets. We always show this pie chart to indicate a breakdown of hardware musical instrument sales by region. Conventionally, we used to explain that the split was pretty close to one-fourth in each region, but the last year results show the growth of China, other emerging markets, and Europe to account for 28% respectively, while Japan and North America dropped to 22% instead. In other words, emerging markets are growing their shares on the whole. Next is a breakdown by product. Across almost all segments, sales were down year-on-year. Piano annual sales dropped by 4% year-on-year. The bottom part shows the first half, and the top is the second half. There seems to be a certain recovery also reflected in Yamaha's results as well. Electronic business continues to be very tough, mainly in Japan. Digital musical instruments were down by 5% year-on-year. Overall results remained difficult on the whole. There was a sharp double-digit drop, especially in the first half in professional audio equipment, which resulted in a 9% decline on a full-year basis. Wind instruments had a negative growth in the first half, which is supposed to show stronger demand. As a result, our full-year results show a 9% decline. Total demand in strong string and percussion instruments shrank mainly in North America. Although Yamaha grew its share in electric acoustic guitar, it was still short of its sales target. Next is AVIT business on a full-year basis. Operating income grew year-on-year to be 1.4 billion yen as we tried to pursue in-house production of components and lower material costs, among other cost reduction measures. Discounting the forex impact, net sales rose 2.8% or 1.6 billion yen year-on-year. Although AV product sales recovered in the second half, actual sales fell 7% year-on-year in North America and 2% down in Europe. In Japan, front surround speakers remained strong throughout the year and achieved double-digit growth compared to the previous year. As for other IT equipment such as network karaoke equipment, routers, and conferencing systems, sales were generally in line with the previous year. Net sales were 54.4 billion yen, and the year-end inventory was almost at its appropriate level. Next is our electronic devices business, specifically referring to our semiconductor business. Our sales declined to be 19.7 billion yen from the previous year. Sales of our key products, sound generators for mobile phones, dropped year-on-year. This was due to shrinking demand for mobile phones in Japan and a shift towards sound generation software in overseas market. Digital amplifier sales increased, operating losses shrank due to factors including lower depreciation costs resulting from fixed asset impairment carried out in the previous fiscal year and model mix changes. Operating losses amounted to 600 million yen. As for lifestyle-related products, sales declined year-on-year although income increased. Sales dropped sharply from the previous year, although we were able to incur 400 million yen operating profit due to a lowered break-even point driven by cost-cutting effect. New housing starts in fiscal 2009 were down by 25% year-on-year. We tried to strengthen remodeling business and raised its ratio to be 25%. Our majority shareholding in Yamaha Living Tech was handed over to investment funds as of March 31st, as previously announced. Other businesses turned out to be positive in totality on a full-year basis. Compared to the previous year, we were able to improve our earnings significantly. Automobile interior wood component sales and income increased year-on-year as production rose due to market recovery. Factory automation sales and income declined amid restricted corporate capex spending. Golf revenues were down, but income was up. Recreation sales were down due to a reduced number of customers, primarily for accommodation. Production of magnesium molded parts ceased in Japan as of March 31st, 2010. We recorded net sales of 27.5 million yen operating income. Speaking of our forecast for this fiscal year, as well as our understanding of the business environment, we hope to be able to factor in economic recovery in China and other emerging markets, even though it remains uncertain in North America, Europe, and Japan. Japanese yen is likely to remain strong. There is an upward trend in material costs. As for our performance forecast, we anticipate lower sales but higher income compared to the previous year. We expect our full-year net income to be positive for the first time in 3 years. We will no longer have lifestyle-related products and magnesium molded parts segment, which should have an effect of 41.6 billion yen in addition to the negative forex impact of 6.2 billion yen. Excluding those factors, the actual net sales are expected to be 18 billion yen, up 4.8% year-on-year. As announced earlier, this year is the first year of our new midterm management plan, so we hope to be able to strengthen our management foundations. Sales are expected to be 385 billion yen with an operating income of 10 billion yen and 7.5 billion yen in ordinary income and 5.5 billion yen in net income according to our plan. Our forex assumption is 90 yen to the US dollar and 127 yen to the euro. We aim to achieve an extra increase of 18 billion yen in net sales excluding negative factors such as withdrawal and divestiture of our businesses, as explained earlier. 3.2 billion yen increase in operating income is broken down in the bottom chart. Our planned operating income is 10 billion yen compared to 6.8 billion yen in the previous year. There are impacts from forex and lifestyle-related segments. On the other hand, the green part shows positive impacts from retirement benefit obligations and the net reduction in SG&A cost. We are also expecting an increase of material cost by 1.6 billion yen, as well as an increase of ocean freight or overseas distribution cost by 1.5 billion yen. On the other hand, we expect the effect of piano factory consolidation to be 400 million yen this year. In addition, the overall effects from increase in revenue and production should contribute 4.6 billion yen, which results in net increase of 3.2 billion yen income. You can see our forecasted sales and operating income by segment here. Speaking of the market environment for musical instruments, we expect a slow recovery in the global economy, primarily in the matured markets. On the other hand, polarization of consumption into performance-oriented spending and price-oriented spending is likely to accelerate. There's a variety of changes occurring in the distribution space globally, which is likely to accelerate as well in our understanding. Under the circumstances, our focus is to grow our sales in emerging markets, including China. Secondly, we will try to maintain a flexible production structure in line with the market movements. We are ready to ramp up our production in China and Indonesia. In addition, we will complete consolidation of piano production in Japan by August 2010, even though it took us a long time. It is time to deliver results accordingly. In terms of wind instruments, we will prepare for consolidation of Saitama factory into Toyooka factory partially starting this year. Furthermore, we will introduce pianos made in Indonesia into the Japanese market. By launching new products in a timely manner, we plan to achieve 281 billion yen in sales with 6.5 billion yen in operating income this year compared to 5.1 billion yen from last year. Here is our sales forecast by region. Again, the bottom chart shows our first half figures and the top one is our second half forecast. We expect our business in Japan to be almost flat, but 5% growth is expected in North America as well as 6% growth in Europe and 12% in China. We aim to achieve 8% growth in other emerging markets. In North America and Europe, we are not anticipating a strong recovery as described as our understanding of the business environment. Since we expect only a mild recovery, we do not believe it will come back to the same level prior to the financial crisis within this year. But Yamaha sales are expected to recover based on our expectation for the mild recovery in the market. Here's our forecast by product. Piano sales are expected to increase by 2% driven by expanded sales in China and other emerging markets. Electron sales are likely to remain very difficult with a double-digit negative growth. We have some comments indicated in the middle between digital musical instruments and professional audio equipment. Music production products are included as a part of PA equipment, which resulted in misleading figures. On an apple-to-apple basis, digital musical instruments are expected to grow by 5% instead of 2%. Professional audio equipment is expected to grow by 6% by factoring in music production products from the previous year. In other words, aim to achieve 5% growth in digital musical instruments and 6% in PA equipment business in actuality. Wind instruments are expected to grow by 2% amid the market recovery. We anticipate a double-digit growth in string and percussion instruments as we try to grow electric acoustic guitars and electronic drums. Here is our emerging market sales forecast. Eastern Europe had a negative growth of 26% last year, although we are planning to grow by 9% this year. But as you can see in this chart, we doubt if it will recover to the level from 2 years ago. We also plan to continue our growth by 19% in Russia. Our plan is to exceed our growth from last year in China, mainly driven by piano sales indicated in purple. In the Middle East, we plan to grow by 3%, although it is not expected to reach FY09 level of 5.2 billion yen. In Latin America, 5% growth is expected, even though it is not at the same level as FY09. In the AV IT business, we expect our sales to be 57 billion yen with an operating income of 2.5 billion. As for the market environment, flat panel display TV demand is gradually increasing. Differentiation of functions and specifications such as HDMI and 3D are expected to grow. Desktop audio market is expanding in conjunction with widespread use of iPads. Japanese market for small office home office routers is expected to shrink. As priority measures, we try to expand our product portfolio in order to grow our AV business by introducing products capturing demand trend. Namely, we will expand sales of mid to high-end AV receivers and reinforce TV peripheral products such as sound projectors with furniture stands. We will try to enhance product lineup in new categories such as desktop audio. There's no change to our efforts in reducing manufacturing costs through in-house production of components and lowered material cost. The next generation karaoke models will be developed this year. We will aim to gain market share in routers as well as microphone speakers in web conferencing systems as our focus as well. Speaking of our semiconductor business, mobile phone sales declined in Japan. While there was a shift to sound generation software for mobile phones in overseas market, we expect the same trend to continue. Although the market for flat panel display TVs is expanding as digitalization progresses, but a shift toward low-priced models continues. The use of electronic components in automobiles is likely to grow. As our priority measures, we will try to recover and enhance profitability by reducing our fixed cost. We will offer products with added values and try to support sound generator LSIs for mobile phones as much as possible. We will try to achieve 23 billion yen in sales and 500 million yen in operating income by increasing sales of digital amplifiers, as well as sound generators and graphic LSIs for amusement, and hope to expand in-car display business. As for others, model change cycle for luxury vehicles has run its course. There are no major new models to be launched. For auto interior products, there's also a slight sign of recovery in corporate CapEx spending primarily in overseas. Recreation business continues to be difficult. Golf market continues to shrink in Japan while mild recovery is expected in overseas market. We were able to turn the business of automobile interior wood components to be profitable again last year as we continue to secure profitability by lowering break-even point, and we will try to improve our profitability further. We hope to increase our market share in golf products business by developing competitive new products in line with the market needs and enhancing our sales capabilities. We intend to make the recreation business profitable by proposing appealing packages to attract customers and making the most of facilities charms while reducing fixed costs. As we withdrew from magnesium molded parts business, our net sales is lower than that of the previous year. We aim to deliver 24 billion yen in total net sales with 500 million yen in operating income, which is the same level as the previous year in the other segment. The next is CapEx depreciation and R&D expenditures. Our basic policy is to control our capital expenditure within the range of our depreciation cost, as previously mentioned. In the past several years, we had to deviate from our basic policy due to the reorganization of Kakegawa factory as well as our investment in Ginza shop. However, we intend to manage our CapEx to be 13.9 billion yen, which is below our depreciation cost this year, as we tried to control our expenditure last year as well. Our R&D expenditure is expected to be 21.7 billion yen, which is in line with the previous year. We were able to control our inventory level to be below 70 billion yen, at year-end, but we will step in further to reduce our inventory level toward the upcoming fiscal year-end in March. We will try to manage our inventory level to be 65.4 billion yen at the end of March 2011. As for our balance sheet, we are not expecting any major fluctuations between the beginning and the end of the year.